For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
The LA Times reports that Afghanistan's opium crop is set to break all records this year, surging past the peak levels under Taliban rule. It adds that U.S. and U.N. officials are becoming concerned about the growing drug trade in Iraq. In Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, the number of overdoses has doubled in the last 5 years, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Never more than 100 before 1999. Last year, there were 229 such deaths reported. Meanwhile, in Washington, the chairman of the House International Relations Committee, Representative Henry J. Hyde, continues to press the administration for military action against the Afghan drug trade. Doug Bandow, senior fellow at the Cato Institute and former special assistant to President Reagan, disagrees. In a recent editorial, he argues that because the poppy traders are often American allies, any eradication effort would backfire, endangering U.S. troops and the war on terror. This is Glenn Greenway, reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
My friend Tom from the New York Times Drug Policy Forum was quick to point out that in the state of Pennsylvania, there were a total of 4,821 alcohol-related drug deaths in a single year, and an even larger number of tobacco-related drug deaths. This next story comes out of Austin from the Associated Press. Heroin-related deaths on the increase in Austin. Tracy Gossett graduated high school early, had a new car, a new boyfriend, and planned to study music in college. She was 17 when her father found her dead at home on Easter Sunday, the needle lying next to her on the floor. Authorities believe a particularly potent strain of heroin being smuggled into the United States and circulating on the streets of the Texas Capitol is partly to blame for the highest number of heroin deaths in Austin since 1992. Austin Police Commander Harold Piatt said, quote, "The heroin being sold on the street is too strong for some people to take, and when you shoot it into your arm, it's too late," end quote. Steve Crossett, a toxicologist, said, quote, "The overall rise in deaths suggests Austin may have an influx of stronger heroin from other parts of the world." In November, Tracy's family sent her to rehab for a month, and she seemed to be doing well when she got out. Government made sure she didn't know what was in that bag. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.